do this one.
And in closing, from a house divided, my mother, never give up. But we must continue climbing, and we must never give up, never for any reason whatsoever. Our loyalty, our devotion, our worship must be to Him. And if we will do that, then the day will come when we will ascend to the heights of our own being. We will taste the Absolute, that one which is indescribable. We will bathe in the ocean of bliss. And then we will be radiant children of God to go forth and spread His work. A house divided against itself cannot stand. If an earthquake were to take place and all of a sudden this tremendous quake would just sever a house in half, that house would fall. It could not possibly stand. And so it is with all things of life. It is so with the human family, with the man and his wife. You must be a united family if you are to stand on the rock of God, of truth. It is so in your business. You cannot have a business divided against itself and have a successful business. It is so with a nation. It is so with the world. And that is why we are having so much dissension, because we are a world divided against ourselves. Now this is the great truth, what Christ meant when He said, "This a house divided itself cannot stand," means exactly this. This is the temple of the living God. This is where we find Him, not outside ourselves, but right in here. This is our house, and yet we are a house divided against ourselves because we have the little ego and the God self. We are two selves, not one, and so therefore we fall. And what is the meaning of the passage of the Bible which says, "The wages of sin is death"? Because sin is all of that which keeps us separated from God. It is that which takes us away from our true self. And so, because of the fact that we are separated, then we must go through what we know humanly as death. But when we have come to the point when we have blended this little self with the God self within us, where we can say truly, "I and my Father are one," then we have control over that last enemy, which is death. We learn through the control of breath, as taught by the masters of the East, to have complete control over our body and to go and come at will, even as Christ did. He was constantly going up into the mountain of His own being. And so it is said that breathlessness is deathlessness. And this is so. When you can learn to do so, without breath, and yet remain in full consciousness, you can learn to come and go from your body at will, and then you have taken death into your arms. And then when it is your time to throw off this garment, off and put on a new one, you sit in the lotus posture and you go into what is called Maha Samadhi, or the final state of leaving the body voluntarily. You are not choked out of your body. You do not go by accident. Your breath is not taken from you. But you go out of your own volition in complete peace and comfort. "He who has conquered the first death," says the Bible, "need not fear the second death. It cannot harm you." We waste so much time when we should be going about our Father's business, when we should be putting the pieces of our house together. "My Father's house has many mansions. I go to prepare a place for you," said the Christ. And it is so. And so it is. But these mansions are in heaven, and each one goes to that one prepared for him in accordance with his own efforts, in accordance with what he has earned. I would like to say to you, each and every one of you, come, follow me, the way of the cross and the Christ. Become one with your Father who is in heaven, that you might be lifted up forevermore in His arms of everlasting bliss. And so with those inspiring words of perfect truth. Will you join me in prayer? Oh, Heavenly Father.
Divine Mother.
I feel the wonder and the beauty. Of thy glorious presence. In every part of my being. My heart is bursting with my love for thee. I kneel in adoration at thy feet. And surrender myself to thee. I feel the perfection of thy presence. In every cell of my body. My mind and my intelligence. Are radiant with thy healing light. My soul is filled with the ecstasy and bliss.
My communion with thee.
I and my Father are one. Blessed Spirit, I am he. Guiding light and truth be with you, inspiring you to seek the height of heights in gaining God realization, in overcoming every obstacle, even as she did, so that you may know the great freedom, peace, and bliss that comes with your realization of God. Be it so. Some facade.